Dựa trên thánh gian thì chúng ta sẽ cùng nhau suy gẫm và đọc kinh thánh trong kinh thánh gian đoạn thứ 15 trong bài câu
kinh thánh. To us by our pastor at the passage is in John chapter 15 verse 4 to 6.
Chúng ta sẽ thánh ở đây, quý vị chúng ta sẽ đọc kinh thánh của mình và theo dõi. Chúng ta xem trong kinh thánh.
John chapter 15 verse 4 to 6. Here's the word of God. Remain in me, and I so remain in you. No branch can bear fruit but by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. And our pastor will use this passage to share with us this message with the title, Remain in the Lord. And the key verse is John chapter 15, verse 5. I am the vine. You are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. And it's time we turn our hearts toward focusing on this message, listening to the Word of God. Ask our pastor to come and share the message. Greetings of communication. This morning, we will think of these familiar verses we have read on this year. To little rooms said, I am the vine and you are branch. Remain in me and I in you. You will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. There is a famous Chinese physician named Deng Zhi. One day, he went into the royal palace to see king of the Tang country. He saw the face. I think you're sick. Why don't you cure yourself? And after this physician left, and his king talked to his advisor. This person just wanted to make an impression on me. He said that. And he laid into the and then he went and see the king. He saw the king and said, before your sickness was outside, now your sickness is inside all the internal. Why don't you get it healed? Hurry. And afterward, King Ate said, I think I'm healthy. Do not have any heal anything. Do not buy me with those things. 10 days later, Lentu went back into the royal, saw the king, and he saw the king, and then and he ran away, and the king told him, why did you run away? And Lentu said, the first time I saw your face, your sickness is outside of your body. But the second time I saw him, I saw the sickness is inside internal organ. And this time when I saw you, I see that your sickness is all the way into the bones. There is no way to heal anymore. And when they took him 5 days later, the king died. When we read that, I thought about the advisor from the Lord. And these very familiar scripture verses, but maybe the busyness of life just call us. We do not need to change. In one day, we'll recognize the meaning of these verses. Maybe too late for us. And so, in this new year, one more time, by grace, let's think about the blessing of people in the Lord. Let's pray for guidance. Dear our Heavenly Father, we know that we need you inside of our life. When you said that outside of you, we can do nothing. We cannot use our own wisdom or our flesh. We cannot use our knowledge, our understanding, our skill, so that we can do something to you. But this morning, please use your word to remind each one of us one more time, so that we can see the blessing when we still remain in you. So we can use this blessing so that will be fruitful for you. May you bless each one of us here. We have different understanding, different situation in our family, but we have the same word to receive your life into our of your life will flow into our world. We lift up everything into you. May you lead us. We are thankful. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. In this familiar scripture, we will, there are 3 points that we will concentrate on. In the Lord, we are in a relationship that is steadfast. That is, we have a two-way relationship. We are a relationship active and alive. When we are in Christ, our blessing, what kind of blessing? I have used verses in Jeremiah for the prayer this morning. That's for those who cross the line. That person is like the tree planted near the river. And we will always be fruit. There is a guarantee for all those who trust the Lord. That is, they make root into the vine. They will not fear the scorching sun shining down. Think about Jesus told his disciples, what is related to our life? The first point let's think about is that in Christ, we have remained a steadfast relationship. What is this steadfast relationship? First of all, it must be a two-way relationship. When Jesus said, remain in me, it's also remain in you. And this is a very familiar image so that we can see and how could my life can be their fruit. And what does remain in me mean? Not because we participate religious in organization. It's a relationship, a personal relationship, a two-way relationship. From Adam's sin came, the relationship has been separated. But today, he has given Lord on this to relate, reconnect the relationship between people and God. The Lord told that each one of you was there for that he can harvest these fruit from us. Anybody does the replant. We hope that the plant will bear fruit, right? Our Lord is the same. And what is the fruit? It doesn't mean we have a few fruits. It's full of fruits. And the Lord is look each one. Let's say this. He wants each one of us to bear fruit, meaning not just one or two, but will be full of fruits. And the Lord create all the plants. He has some natural law. He established that the earth will grow a tree and all the trees will grow. And those, the tree has flowers and fruit. And then the plant will bear fruit from and other seeds that form the ground. All this strength will be from a root. It grow another. The one who creates in this as left by the natural law. And he has those Lord, for this way.
But the Lord told us that I am the vine and you are the branch.
And the Lord just want to talk about the role of the God in the relationship to Mary, that we do not eliminate this relationship for the role of our position in the Lord. The Lord said, my Father is a vineyard. I am the vineyard. The Lord is the vineyard. If we plant, we want to plant bear fruit. And the Lord our Creator wants the fruit to bear fruit in all the fruits of man. In the natural laws, the Lord has established the different natural laws so we can understand what the Lord has done for each one of us. For example, for you and I to understand, the Lord has changed a sinner into a righteous person. He used a cocoon from the caterpillar to turn into a butterfly. The caterpillar, life of a caterpillar and a butterfly is different. But in this cocoon, we do not understand what happened from a caterpillar with a very different form, and that the transformation happened to become a mind with a new life, a new life of a sinner with a righteous person. How could he change a sinner into a righteous person beforehand that we could not understand? Just in the love of this cocoon, the Lord transformed us into a new creation. And that is the Lord has done in our heart. So we can understand in life how important it is. He used a picture of the vine with the branches. The vine and the branches told us about a steadfast relationship when we trust in the Lord. No branch can bear fruit by itself. The Lord is focusing on our result in our life. To bear fruit, the Lord must also have a steadfast relationship between the Lord and that person. If you are not in me, you cannot bear fruit. But if the Lord focuses on bearing fruit, when we plan some kind of plan, the beautiful fruit, and they will praise the planter. Oh, where did you find this seed? Where did you find this? And it's a bare fruit with sweet fruitness. And so, to know whether it's good or bad fruit, they have to eat the fruit. And with the fruit is on the tree. And branches will bear fruit. When they look at the vine with fruit or fruit, they feel the sweetness of the vine. They will praise the planters. I am the true vine. And my Father is the vine. When they look at Jesus is the true vine, then they praise who? They praise the Lord, the God, who is the vine. People. Jesus came to express the glory and life of God in this true vine, which is Jesus. And now you have been chosen to give one bearing fruit. When they look at the fruits in your life, they will praise Jesus, the vine, which is Jesus. And so Jesus is talking about the relationship. When the Lord appeared to connect between the Lord and people, with Joseph, so that others can see and the glory of Jesus in our life, the flowing into our life. He is the vine, we are the branch, and this is a two-way relationship. And in this relationship, the Lord is telling us that this relationship must be continued. In Luke chapter 6, verse 44, the Lord said, each tree is recognized by its own fruit. People do not pick figs from thorn bushes. That means there is some spiritual law. If we want to bear fruit, we have to plant the fruit. And to bear fruit, to pick the fruit, we have to plant the fruit. And you and I have been chosen not just for people to see, but for us to bear fruit from it. And you are the branch. Whoever is in me, and I in you, that bear much fruit. And in the relationship, can continue to fulfill whoever is in me. Whoever means that is a personal decision, the Lord brings to them. But whoever is in me, and that is a personal decision. For each one of us, a congregation. We are in this room, you and I. We go to find a child, to ask for a child. We come to a company, we rely on the principle and policy of that business. If we could respond to, we have the right, we will have a child. But we have been chosen. It doesn't mean that we have any kind of skill to respond to his requirement, but by a relationship of him. So in him, we will have life. Outside of me, Jesus said, you can do nothing. When Jesus said, whoever is in me, you will bear much fruit. Remain in me, that means a relationship that continuing. The one who was impressed, then that person continued to be impressed. If we never in Christ, can we continue? No. And once in a while, when we come to the Lord, it is well. This is talking about a steadfast and continuing relationship forever. Whoever was in Christ, who has was impressed, continue to be impressed. You and I. And a relationship with Christ. As we study the Word of God, we have a relationship. We pray together. We have a relationship with when we worship and serve the Lord. When we learn and pray and worship, now we continue to study, pray, and worship. And we will continue to study the Word, pray, and worship. That means we have been in Christ. We are in Christ and we will be in Christ. We are allowed to be in Christ. Because you and I, if we're not in Christ, we'll be a branch that will be with her that could not bear fruit. And because the root is the true vine, and so the branches must express the life of that vine. The Lord wants to express His love to each one of us. Maybe we are influenced by some people around who has a spiritual life. And we feel that we hope that our life will be that first the story of a person who asked for work in a railway to make the crossbar, and the supervisor gave him a template to tell this person that you have to cut the wood exactly like this template. And so, and we will connect the crossbar to the railway, and then use the same template, cut another one, and make another crossbar. And so on. And so after a word, he said, we'll bring this template from one end to the other. It's so sorry. So he has a new idea. Well, we cut it for first time. After the first, the one to just cut, to use a template instead. And so he doesn't have to walk back and forth. So after a word, and the supervisor came, he saw he worked so fast because the many other crossbar, but the supervisors measured the crossbar and he discovered that the crossbar, the first one is exactly the same measure. But eventually, all the principles will become longer and longer. Did you use the template that I gave you? And he said, yes, I used that template. How did you use it? And at first, I used it to cut it, the first prayer. But because I'm so, then I used my own template. Now, for the first, I cut the second because this the second template. That is the reason why the first bar become longer and longer because it deviated from the first template. The Lord wants Allah to be like Christ. We do not want to be another person that they become. So the line that you don't want you to experience must be the glorious line from God. He wants us to remain in Him so that let our life of Christ to have an active influence to be active in us. So that it is a steadfast relationship. The second point that we are reminded that in Christ that we are in a close relationship. In verse 5, Christ Jesus is the vine. How does it mean to have a close relationship? It must be a direct and divine. Express the divine nature. You are the branch. The Lord needs us to understand. We are the ones who express this divine nature. They may not see Jesus, but they know about His true our life and our expression writer, famous writer, Michael Vigan in Maryland, born in 1914 and in 1918, he shared some of her letters like this. In mathematics, when we see 1 + 1, we get 2. When we do 2 - 1, we get 1. And that's mathematics. But he said, in the mathematics of love, 1 + 1 equals all, and 2 - 1 = 0. And what does she want to say? She wants to see, let's say, the relationship between when two lovers, when a person loves the other, and they each other, they feel that the entire world. But if this person loves the other, they lost everything. And the relationship of us and Jesus is the same. When we have the Lord, we are in Christ, we have everything. But when we have no God, we lost everything. And him talking about if we have the whole world and lost also, and we lost everything. And so the relationship is a close relationship that we must be. And the Lord told us that from when He has chosen you and me in Christ, whoever in Christ, that person a new creature, new creation. The Lord has created, He established the law of offering you. When the Lord comes and He plants some bear fruit, some plant has no fruit. When God created all the animals, some animals can give protein and some give eggs. There is no other scientific discovery can change these natural laws. And so, when you and I have been created in Christ, whoever in Christ and that person, a new creature, this creature must live on the new spiritual level that the Lord gives us. The natural, the spiritual level. What is there? Whoever is in Christ and Christ is in them, they will bear much fruit. That means the Lord wants your love and mine to bear fruit, not just one or two, but bear much fruit. And when we bear much fruit, not just some praise us, who they will praise, the praise who give us the fruit. The branch is to flow the resin of the life, to have life. to bear fruit from them. The Lord will never be pleased with only one or two fruit, but the Lord wants your black and mine to align to express the divine nature of Christ, and that is to bear much fruit for the Lord. Only when we bear much fruit, that love, we can express the divine nature of Jesus. Jesus is the image of an invisible God. And how could they recognize an invisible God? And that is our responsibility. Because our life is a passion, is a life of the image of a Jesus who has ascended to heaven, that no one can see now. And we have the relationship when the life of Christ flow into me, they can recognize Jesus' truth. The Lord give us we, if you love me, that means the new love, and because of that, they will know that you are my disciple. The love that we can love is not just a natural love, but it is a love of God that loves us, and that love has reflected in us, and that kind of love, so that kind of love, other people who recognize that the one who has planted this love in us, the Lord wants you and me to keep this relationship, this close relationship, when the Lord said, I am the vine, we are the branch. The one who has responsibility to express the divine nature of Jesus to others. That relationship is close, very close, and it's also a complete. Whoever's in Christ, that person will bear much fruit. And our relationship with the Lord is a relationship. And in the life flowing from the trunk of the tree, and it's not like the relationship between a train connected to another car train. It's also a relationship, but it is very loosely. The life of God is complete, can flow from the trunk of the tree, the vine, to other branch, or other branch connected to the tree. The life of God will flow, so your life and mine can bear fruits. We, what kind of branch in that tree? Well, so because in verse 2, we didn't read, it talked about you and I have been different principles. Whoever does not bear fruit, what the Lord says, they will be lifted up. And the reason that we couldn't bear fruit, because maybe it was hidden from the and some of us being attacked by the thorns and the bushes and lacking of sunlight, so the branch could not develop. Also, and offers, know if any branch will be lifted up in fruit. So he established a condition so God life was there for, but he could not accept a branch that has no fruit. We also belong to a branch who has bare fruit. The fruit has bare fruit. And with the branch of bare fruit, the Lord said what? He wants to prune so that they can bear more fruit. We can be pleased with our contribution here, but the Lord is more pleased. The branch who has bare fruit, and that branch will be pruned to bear more fruit. Because maybe there are some price we have to pay. We follow Christ. It causes us to suffer when he lifted up from the lowly part of our world with the light of God shining upon us. He pruned our life so that we can be more and more fruit. If we feel our suffering, some pain, yes, it is necessary to express the divine nature, the truth. But if you and I become the branch, bear no fruit, the Lord says, whoever is did not bear fruit, he will cut off. And some people say, the Lord will never forget if we follow ever in Christ. And then the Lord is in truth. This is the law to bear fruit. But are you in Christ or not? It is our choice, our decision. A branch to be in the lonely place, to be in darkness because of some situation. And then the Lord will give condition for it. Maybe some branch has been already fruit. And then it will be pruned to be bear more fruits. But there are fruits to bear no fruit. Because that is our decision. The bread who does not bear fruit could not express the divine nature of the vine. And so, when the Lord help us to see that he uses the vine and the branch to express the value of mine and yours in Christ, the Lord told us, you will be the salt of the earth. We are put in a position with this world. You are the salt of the world. But if you lose the saltiness, and that salt will be thrown away and trampled underfoot, that salt is useless. It will be thrown and trampled underfoot. Because we want this one to be trampled. And he reminded us, we are the salt of the earth. We are the light of the world. We are put in this responsibility. And so we can shine the light of God. The Lord will say, and if we do not shine, God will take away the lampstand. And so this is a relationship very close that we have to keep this in a complete relationship. Whoever is being bear much fruit. The fourth point we want to be reminded in Christ is that we are in a living relationship. What is a living relationship? This is that relationship, a new, renewed relationship, refreshing relationship. That the vine, if the branch is with them, they will cut off and fall away. A relationship that is renewed and refreshing, that our relationship is not a pretending when we talk about with, and that the sign of a relationship has been ended. If the line continues to flow, the branch will bear fruit. Doesn't matter when, doesn't matter whether the sunshine, what season, it will bear fruit. But when there is no more fruit, that branch has been with us, and that life could not flow to that branch. If Jesus is our living God, if the vine is the true vine with life, and the branch is with it, there is something wrong with the branch. That relationship has an issue, and the Lord knew all of that. The Lord knew which prevented us from the continued relationship. Say story about King Tong. He has a precious horse handed over to a keeper. One day, the horse rolled over and died, and the king demanded the execution of the horse keeper. In the royal palace, there is an official in Hansu, very honest. And because of this dying horse to try to execute this keeper, and Hansu said, this death sentence said, let me to judge this person, and he will pay all his sentences. And he told the keeper, you have prisons worthy of death. First, the king sent the horse to die is the first sin. This horse is a precious horse, and letting die is the second sin. The king has a famous horse and has to kill you so that everyone despises the king.
You make a horse die, and the people have a grudge against the king. And the neighboring countries look at the king's kingdom. This is the third thing. Do you know him? And the king said, forgive him so that no one can have my reputation as a wicked king. And the king wanted to kill the king, but Enzo had a way to save him from death. You and I, the one who are deserving of death, with Jesus on you and me to be defended against sin. There are many reasons for you and mine not to be, maybe some other recovery. But the Lord knows. We may not know. Or we know that we look the other way. But here, the Lord has chosen each other. And He always creates a condition. But He is respecting our decision. Are we in Christ? Just like Peter. And the Lord prophesied that Peter will deny the Lord. When he denied the Lord three times, the scripture said, the Lord looked at Peter, the eyes, needy eyes, and Peter went out, wept bitterly. That eyes of the Lord has become an encouragement for Peter to recognize that he has denied the Lord. And Peter went out, wept bitterly. That relationship of Peter and Jesus was broken, but it's been restored by the look of Jesus. When Judas Iscariot saw Jesus and at Gethsemane, Judas kissed Christ, and Jesus said, "Friend, did you use a kiss to betray me?" And it just whisper to Judas' prayer. Not for everybody to know, only the Judas recognized that you have sold your rabbi. And what we see, Judas felt guilty. He threw the money into the temple and ran out and hung himself. The way he resolved it is that relationship completely cut off between him and the that decision belongs to us. We have the condition. Peter has a way out. Judas has a way out. But the decision, the choice, or we want to remain in Christ, this is our own decision. The Lord wants you to have a living relationship, and this is a true word that the eternal should, whoever is in me, it will be thrown away. There is many questions. Many years later, now, remember all the glorious past. They say, before I was like this and that, I achieved this and achieved that. Jesus did not look at the past. Maybe it was good. It wasn't our concern, the Lord. He is concerned with our current situation and more about that. So He said, I do not look back, but want to look forward. And at this time, I have the word. But the Lord let us see that each one of us has been chosen. He wants no present. So a person will be connected to the Lord always. A living relationship. And in America, everybody has a garage. But the garage, what they put in there, all junks. Cannot be used. And all any broken stuff in there. Where's the car? Outside. Is that so trash? But everybody has the same thing. And the garage is a place to build, to house a car. But it was used with the wrong purpose for those junks. It's all for junk. And the car is valuable. It's lying out for you. This is something the Lord wants us to remember. If you are not in me, that person has no values. That person does not live according to the Lord's purpose. Just like the branch
which filter that people throw away and throw it into the fire, become dangerous. Remember to look outside of you. You can do nothing. And the image of the vine is very important. Like the vine only has value when it bears fruit. The branches, whether it's big or not, they use anything because the branches are hollow. Could not be used any other thing and only value when it will bear fruit. And so the vineyard in the Old Testament is the people of Israel. And they be disciplined. And the vineyard of the New Testament is his church. And the destiny of those who do not bear fruit will be ending up in the fire. And the Lord knew each one of us and which one will bear fruit. He knew which one will be cut out. In a dark, stormy night, a lady was on a boat, crossing Lake Michigan. The lightning, thunder, and rain made her very nervous. She saw jagged rocks. And she looked at these rocks were floating on the water. And she was worried. She asked the captain of the boat, "Mr. Captain, did you know where all the rocks are out there in the lake?" The captain said, "No, but I do know where it is safe." That captain of our life is Jesus telling us, whoever is in me will bear fruit. The withered one will be thrown away. The Lord has a way for you and me. May the Lord help us to remember it. Our decision is as close as possible. But in 2026, you and I continue the branch that bear fruit according to the Lord's will. May the Lord bless each one of us. And this morning is the first Sunday of the month. We will have communion. And it's established about Jesus to remind us that, to remember what the Lord has done. Communion is not our salvation. Communion is something for you and I to feel proud that we participated in. But communion reminds us what the Lord has done. So we, each one of us, examine our heart. As we take, participate, if Christ is in me and I am in Christ, so we can bear fruits for Him. And as our stand, we invite our two representatives of the Godhead to come to distribute our communion. Yeah, I have we are thankful in this new year we come to worship you. We are reminded by your word to remind us that you are the branch, the vine, and we are the branch. Whoever's in you, and you in that person, and that person will bear much fruit. Apart from you, Lord, we can do nothing. If I've been imitate others instead of imitating you, if we are satisfied with the experience, the knowledge, whatever that we have in our world, may you forgive us of our pride, because we could not bear fruit on our own. And because our fruit is because of your love in us, remind us that we are reminded to remember the relationship with you is a relationship very close. If he wants to be connected with us, with Israel, want our life to be in you, to be a relation, steadfast, a living relationship, so your life continue to flow in each one of us. Maybe we are done wrong things before you. May you forgive us when we participate in the communion. May the Lord's blood forgive our sin, because you told us that if we repent and confess our sin, you will be faithful to forgive our sin and our wickedness. And so we are pleased when people repent of their sin. May you give each one to continue to respect this relationship, to keep this relationship going. So in this year, will be a valuable instrument in your hand. Give us, each one of us, worthy as we participate in communion. We're thankful. Pray in Jesus' name.